The next patient is Israel Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. The first name is I-S-R-A-E-L. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic male that is referred by Dr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that at the present time is 3B. This patient today comes with a laboratory workup that was done on December the 8th of 2023. The serum creatinine is 1.8. The BUN is 36. The estimated GFR is 36. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. And most importantly, the patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. The urinalysis fails to show activity in the urinary sediment, and the protein is negative. Quantification of the protein wasn't done as ordered. A renal ultrasound was done. On December the 30th of 2023, and is with smaller than expected kidneys, 8.4 the right and 9.3 the left, with evidence of hyperechogenicity. There is no evidence of calcifications or no evidence of obstruction. Number two, normocytic normochromic anemia that could be associated to the CKD. And is forward slash or at the administration of Eliquis. The patient is taking iron supplementation PO, and we are going to run the iron stores, folate and B12. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, status postperman and pacemaker. He is followed by the cardiologist at Advent Health. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 8.1%. And by taking the dietetic history is probably related to poor compliance with the diet. I talked to the patient about the need to control the blood sugar in order to avoid further complications. We're going to bring him back in 3 months. The paragraph I invested in the 8 minutes is reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.